afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
That's so dumb, man.
Wow! Hour number three on a Monday. Kevin Dunn is here. He's doing me the favor of showing me this incredible throw.
Ramon Loreno.
Ramon Loreno from center, from left center in Oakland yesterday, throwing out one of the an angel that was at first base, rounded second, and he. That was in the air.
It was in the air.
That's scary, man. From the warning track.
In left center to first base.
Just.
He's got to get a loop on it, but still. I mean, of course you have to.
That was impressive. Impressive. Everybody was shocked at that one.
I love how Matt Olson, though, was still cool as a first baseman. Was kind of slow playing it for the guy coming back. Because the guy coming back is thinking, there's no way. A ball's coming right now.
Yeah, so he was just being cool.
Being cool about it until the very end.
And the pitcher is, was it Jackson?
Edwin Jackson.
His reaction's incredible. He's standing there with his arms straight up in the air like, dude, I can't believe you just did that for me. That was amazing. Yeah, if you haven't checked that out, Loreno, the last name is Laureano. And that was from, what, Saturday maybe?
That was from Saturday, I think,
okay.
Yeah.
See, that's why I didn't see it, because I saw highlight stuff from yesterday. I didn't see Saturday.
It was all over social media, but that was the play that I remember from this weekend. Dude. That and we did one thing we didn't talk about, the how anticlimactic it was for Koepka to win. And I could tell that the announcers were thinking, oh, no, you don't do that. That Adam Scott would play through, finish out, and you want Koepka, that even right. If it's a 1-inch putt, that last one to be it. Really, I mean, the climax was the Tiger putt.
Yes, the Tiger putt on 18. Is he going to stay two shots
and
back?
Tiger likes to climax.
That's true. He loves those. But, yeah, is he going to hit that putt and stay two back and shoot? What did he shoot, a 64?
64, which could have been 62. Now, he also, he fought through and saved some pars because his driving was so bad.
Yeah, no, he did.
He grinded through it.
Yeah, it's not often you grind through a 64.
64, right.
But he's that, he's now back to that kind of Tiger, and I think that fist pump on 18 is him saying, I can win one of these now. He wanted to get back to contention. He did that earlier this year. I think that's him saying he can win it. He can win one of these things. The other thing that shocked me coming out of that, the PGA, Tiger has never had a 64 on Sunday at a major.
I saw that.
That is the best round he's ever had on a major Sunday. That's right. It's impressive.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
And the main, if you know Tiger's numbers, this is his seventh, I think it's his seventh second place finish at a major, but he's never won one when he doesn't have the 3-day lead.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have the 3-day lead to win them. All 14 of his majors, he led after three rounds.
And it would make sense because just in my mind, going back to some of those where he was dominating, he was going to play it safer on Sunday. He didn't need to shoot a 64. He needed to shoot a 70 and win by three.
Exactly. Yeah, he didn't need to go crazy. But Brooks Koepka certainly deserves every bit of yesterday. And everybody understands why Tiger got more coverage. He's Tiger. You said it earlier. The overnight ratings were 69% increase from last year in the PGA.
Mm-hmm.
It just he's the monster of golf. And if he's in it, they're going to show him. They just are. And so,
cool atmosphere. People watching up on the screen.
Oh, my God. They were packed in there, man.
Who's the big brother who covers golf for ESPN?
Michael Collins?
Collins. Man, I like him.
He's funny.
Is funny. And he said it was a college football-like atmosphere.
They were packed in there, man. I mean, you don't often see that many people smashed into a golf course. But you could tell that it was – and everything that I saw – afterwards and heard people talking about it was about standing room only, but just everybody was shoulder to shoulder and
people on trees
people climbing trees to see everything. Just crazy. All right, we're gonna grab Brian Davis of the Statesman here in just a second and talk a little Tom Herman and Texas. If you missed it over the weekend, the injuries are the biggest story for Texas coming out of that scrimmage. Delly Adeyewe, the linebacker, with a knee injury, Devontae Davis with a hamstring, and DeMarvion Overshown with a knee, all were hurt in a Saturday scrimmage. So they haven't released yet, I don't believe, a timetable on that. They're still looking at things, but hopefully they will be you know, back as soon as possible. From what I was reading yesterday, they thought the Adeoye might be the most serious of the three.
Okay.
Maybe an MCL kind of thing.
Okay.
I didn't see ACL, but they're thinking it maybe could be something like that. And I'm just double checking right now that UT has not sent out. No, have not seen any official word yet on those injuries. And the other thing, the Urban Meyer story continues to develop. And we talked earlier about there's a Zach Smith DWI in 2013 that people are adding to the discussion. And I'm seeing tweets like, how does this guy, what does he have on Urban Meyer that he could keep his job through all of this? Again, the guy is saying he did not tell anybody about the DWI. He got through it. There's also information coming out today. The guy that lessened his DWI is a 1960-something grad of Ohio State, and he was like on the president's council for this, or he's, you know, so tied into the university. Okay, that doesn't mean Urban Meyer knew about it, right? That does. You're going to need to prove to that committee, as far as I'm concerned, that Urban Meyer knew all this stuff and was looking the other way, and it's going to be really hard to prove.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be done by Sunday, they say, and then we find out if Urban Meyer gets any, does he get punishment? Does he get a suspension like some people think? Or ultimately, does he lose his job? We will find out. So there's definitely football on the board today, 19 days until Texas plays Maryland. We're also talking Stanford today, number 15 team in our Horn Top 20, brought to you by Reliable Automotive. Stanford has a couple key games for you Longhorn fans. The first one is the most important, is going to be September 8th. Can they beat up on USC enough that it'll help you on September 15th? But man, Bryce Love, college football doesn't have near the running back stars that you and I had when we were growing up. So I love having a guy like this around still, where that's the show of a team.
Yeah, he's the show, and he was a show. He was my favorite player to watch last year, including Vita Vea.
Mm. Did love watching Vita Vea
for the first five or six games, but Love, oh, he is when that ankle's healthy, he's as perfect a college running back as you're going to get.
Hope I get to watch Vita Vea at some point for the Bucs.
Yeah, I know you're just speaking of staying healthy,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. That injury was not good. I hope he's doing well. All right, let's go to the Vaqueros hotline and talk to Brian Davis of The Statesman, hook'em.com, at BDavisAAS on Twitter. Brian, how are you?
Boys, how are we doing this afternoon?
We are doing well. How about you, man?
Doing good.
Good.
Plugging away.
Okay.
Plugging away.
All right, so you've been doing this a while. You ever seen a story where a media member says, I know who the source is, and here's who the source is, and then somebody has to come back and say, no, wait a minute, no, that's not true. Like, the way that all played out Saturday, have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you an old frame of reference for this.
All right.
That when a story comes out, okay, no matter what it's about, okay, the old journalistic code is someone is either going to call you a liar, or they're going to talk in circles and, well, this isn't what happened, or that's not what happened, and try to spin their way out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Brett McMurphy and Tom Herman basically say you're lying, that's a problem. And it's time to circle the wagon.
Right.
I mean, because here's one thing about it, though. You have to understand, too, that the story that was posted on Facebook, you know, to be totally fair to all sides here, Brett McMurphy and Tom Herman, they can kind of say whatever they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't pass the smell test. It just didn't. And so, because think about this. Every head football coach knows that no program rises and falls with one recruit. It just doesn't happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to say that you're going to try to burn down Ohio State's program off of losing one recruit, that just doesn't jive with me. And you notice that nothing has come out of that writer since.
Yeah, that's true.
Midday.
Yeah,
but Brian, I mean, even let's assume that was true, and I think it's been proven that it wasn't by Brett McMurphy and Tom Herman coming out and saying that. If it was true, it still doesn't change the crux of the story, right? I mean, it almost felt like a little misdirection from up north.
I did kind of think it might have been a misdirection play myself, because at the end of the day, the story doesn't change. is that something happened, something allegedly happened with Zach and Courtney Smith. You know, what did or didn't happen is for law enforcement to decide. And what did Urban Meyer know and when did he know it? Right.
Yeah.
That's the whole crux of the entire story in Columbus. And so to make it about, well, Coach X in another town did X, Y, or Z, that's not the story. The story is Ohio State suspended or put their head coach on paid administrative leave while they figured out what he knew and when did he know it. That's the story in Columbus, period.
Yeah, it's true. Brian Davis, statesman, joining us. Also, Brian, these injuries over the weekend, I think that's obviously the more substantive story for Longhorn fans. The three injuries, Adeoye, Davis, Overshown. Any updates today that you're hearing about which one may be the most serious and maybe which one of these guys is going to be able to get back quicker?
No updates as of yet today. Typically, Texas wouldn't put out any sort of statement about those guys unless they were going to be gone for an extended period of time or they were going to be out for the year. We'll find out tomorrow when they resume practicing. But to me, Adeoye and Overshown are the more intriguing injuries because that linebacker room was already thin as it was. In fact, Overshown was at linebacker because they were already thin, right?
Right.
He came in as a DB, but he's working a linebacker. So to take two of those, Adeoye is going to play. He's definitely going to play this season. How much, though, is still kind of unknown. But he'd already been counted on to be on the field this year. So, is it a major setback? We don't know yet. There's still, two-plus weeks left before the opener. So we'll find out. Now, we'll say this. Devontae Davis, that's something that everyone needs to put on their radar for the rest of the month because he is a starter opposite Chris Boyd. I think the DBs, that's one area that they could afford to lose one player, knock on wood. You don't want to lose anybody, obviously. But they're really, really high on the talent they've got in that area.
Brian, how much closer is the offense to the defense this time around compared to last year?
I think it's hard to gauge because the defense technically is always ahead of the offense at this time of the year. But to listen to the players, to listen to them tell it, they are worlds ahead of where they were this time last year because they're staying in the same system for the second year in a row. And, I think that a lot of fans don't grasp how chaotic and hectic it's been to have, five offensive coordinators in 4 years? You know, I don't think that people really grasp how difficult that makes life as a college football player. Herb Hand talked about that very topic when we got to meet with him before camp started. He said, I came in and learned their language. No sense in trying to teach them something new. Learn what they already know and then work around it. And I think that was a huge admission by him that they have had a lot of upheaval. And so I think we're going to see a more consistent offense out there this year. It still comes down to, do they have a playmaker at running back and can they block? I mean, to me, those were the problems last year and those are going to be the issues again this year.
Yeah, no, blocking is forefront on my mind. What have you heard from the offensive line? I heard that Calvin Anderson kind of running with the ones right now. Is there any shakeup within that depth chart?
Calvin Anderson, up and down with the ones and the two. I mean, the one thing that I like about from what I've seen is that players are rotating around. I mean, I personally don't get too worked up in, okay, today's August 14th. Who's the first team offensive line? That to me, that really doesn't get me fired up because I want to learn that Kerstetter is working multiple positions. I want to learn that Elijah Rodriguez is working multiple positions, right? Mm-hmm. I'd love to know that Okafor and Calvin Anderson and Kerstetter, Patrick Hudson, go on right down the list. All these guys are mixing it up because it makes them more versatile, right? It gives them more flexibility as this thing rolls along.
That is Brian Davis. Check out the work at, of course, hook'em.com, Austin American Statesman. And if you missed it, he was the one that helped everybody understand Tom Herman's side of the crazy story over the weekend. At B. Davis, A-A-S. If you're not following him on Twitter, you probably need to be, especially if you're a Longhorn fan. Brian, we always appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Davis, you heard him last season on our pregame. I'm assuming we'll be doing that again. Good stuff from Brian, as always. Really strange story. But, yeah, he brings up a good point. When you immediately get when you immediately get called a liar by a media member and a head coach, it's probably not good.
It wasn't a good look, and it felt like I said, misdirection and some fishing. Is there dirt on Tom Herman? I have no idea, and maybe it wouldn't maybe he's going to get caught in crossfire here. But when McMurphy came out and said that right away, I thought, okay, that's probably going to end that, right?
Yeah, it was right. Yeah, that statement to me was as in a weird way was as bizarre, because when you do the I never give up my sources, and I'm not giving up a source here, but I'll tell you it wasn't Tom Herman.
Unequivocally, yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute. What, that's kind of it's kind of weird. So then, if I kept naming people.
If you went through all 7.5 billion on Earth, you'd get to it at some
then
point.
Eventually, what's he going to say, right? He's got to tell me?
Maybe.
Maybe he has to there. Addition by subtraction. I'll get there. Yeah, wild stories over the weekend.
What about Habib? It wasn't Habib.
Also the one story we haven't mentioned yet today, the DJ Durkin story. How about the Longhorns' first opponent putting their head coach on administrative leave while they investigate something? We'll talk about that story. Astros got swept over the weekend, and the Rockets got themselves their Carmelo Anthony. Not just theirs, the Carmelo Anthony. He's their guy. It's official now. Rockets fans, you do with that what you will. All that coming up in the Big Three. Rolling through a Monday, Stanford is our Horn Top 20 team, brought to you by Reliable Automotive. There's not a lot of metal there. I don't think there was a need for the devil voice.
Could have been.
I don't know. Trey, what do you got?
That's usually when that guy comes in.
Trey never goes that hard.
Yeah, killing mom.
Trey's not into that stuff. What do you got, Trey?
That was grease-loving Kevin coming out there.
Yeah, that really was.
This is actually a new song by Dave Grohl. It is a 22.5-minute long song called Play.
Of course it is.
Dave Grohl.
22.5.
Did you guys know he played the drums?
I did know he played the drums, yes.
Ouch.
In bands other than Nirvana back in the day.
I think we're at about 5 now. I think in the, 2.5 years I've been back, that I think I've gotten four to five things right musically.
You had a Dave Grohl moment. It was
and
big.
I had my Dave Grohl moment. So, I mean, I can remember all of them.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, it's a one-hand
it's
thing.
It's a one-hand thing.
You'll move to the second hand pretty quick. We'll get there. So we got a couple different texts coming in. This earlier you were asking about Adam Scott, the golfer. Someone says, yes, Kevin, Adam Scott is almost as bad as Sergio. He's the Nomar of golf.
Oh, boy, they know how to speak to me, don't they?
Yeah, they spoke your language.
That's a baseball golf person that said, how's Kevin? Okay, I know what it'll do. I get it.
Yeah, see, I was fast-forwarding through a lot of that and just getting to Tiger, so I missed a lot of him taking that much time.
I mean, Koepka was just sitting there, and I'm thinking, man, this dude is ice water, so I'm not... But if anything's going to get him, it's going to be this 15-minute wait where he gets to think about his hot girlfriend and think about winning this, and think about all the things that are going to be there that aren't there yet.
And by the way, if you are one of those ladies that might like to follow golfers around and see if you can, vulture a little bit.
How dare you, you sexist? That's never happened.
I would think that's a decent group, just from the look standpoint, to follow around. Adam Scott and Koepka, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Those are handsome dudes.
Right. Kepka's not, he's not tied yet.
He's not tied down. I don't think Adam Scott is either. I don't think he's married.
But he was engaged, he just waited too long.
Just a wedding took 3 hours. This says, I might just be in need of football crack, but I watched a CFL game and was fully engaged. I kept thinking, why am I not watching more CFL? I mean, the last time I think I watched a CFL game, it was because Ricky was playing. Maybe somebody was peeking in on Manziel.
Come back, and I don't know if they're playing then. I doubt they are, if they're smart or not. But come back to me in October and tell me you want to watch a CFL game. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. I was watching preseasons. I watched six or seven preseason games, Chad.
That's a lot. I set my VCR.
Not all the way through, but.
You watched a section of them?
A good chunk of them.
I set my DVR to record like a couple of them this week. You know, I mean, NFL.
I'm not proud of it.
Remember, if you have NFL Network, they replay them all the time. So, like, tomorrow. Tomorrow at 4 a.m., they're replaying Bucks Dolphins, which I didn't get a chance to check out. So
you gonna wake up for it?
No. I'm just going to record it and watch it later on. But yeah, I'll definitely be checking that out. And then this Thursday, there's one national game, but then the other two games are going to be on NFL Network at like 10 p.m. and midnight.
Okay.
And I've already set them to record.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this time of year, you're just looking for any football.
Hard Knocks tomorrow?
Yes, Hard Knocks tomorrow. Maybe we'll see Antonio Callaway being forced to play football.
Tuesday's going to be a pretty good fall. I think going to be a pretty good fall TV watching for me in the fall. Yeah, I think so. We got That's Delicious. I'm not sure how long that's going to continue.
Okay, yeah, if that goes into football season.
And we got Hard Knocks, at least for the next month or two.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, that won't go into football. But you get five of them, six
of
them?
Five or six.
That's not bad. You get a little bit
Did you guys
time.
See Action Bronson was arrested at some Kosovo music festival over the weekend?
No, was he?
No, I didn't.
What for?
Whatever smoked, for?
Smoked weed on stage, and apparently weed is seriously frowned upon in Kosovo.
Oh.
Kosovo where?
Kosovo.
Oh,
like in Eastern Europe.
Oh, I gotcha. I thought you said Kosovo, California before that. I'm sorry. I'm not even listening here. I was like, what? California? Action? Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then someone on the Pac-12 discussion.
All of that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, it does. Someone on the Pac-12 discussion says Herbert from Oregon will be the surprise quarterback star of the Pac-12 this year. We talked about Browning at Washington. We talked about KJ Costello at Stanford because Stanford is our team today. But here's one fan saying it might be Oregon that is the show in the Pac-12.
Oh, Oregon could be good. You got a new coach, but Herbert's going to be the key for them staying healthy. And as long as they can continue to operate the way they did, because I'll say it again, that offense was as good as any offense in the Pac-12 when he was healthy. When he wasn't healthy, that was a completely different animal. But new coach, new coordinators, is it okay for me to say I want to wait and see it?
No, I think that's probably the fair reaction. Yeah, there's so much change. You can't expect them to just keep rolling. Real quick before the big three, have you watched any Manziel CFL?
A couple highlights, but no, I haven't, and I want to. I want to see what he looks like.
How powerfully bad are those uniforms? I mean, have you seen
that? I did see they're not.
Have you seen worse uniforms in your life in the CFL?
In the CFL, well,
they have bad uniforms.
I don't know
most
if I can really
time.
Give you any uniforms. I remember,
that's a good point.
Like the Argonauts in
Toronto,
Rocket.
Right.
When Rocket was there,
Rocket was
weren't
there.
They purple or blue or something like that?
Didn't Ricky play for them too?
Ricky may play
for
them too.
Maybe a different team. Doug Flutie, and you had, you know, Warren Moon back in the day with Edmonton or whatever. Their unis are what they are. Sometimes they're a little loud. Sometimes they're, you know, different. This is just hideous to me. It's just red, white, and blue, I guess. It's all right. But I believe a Montreal Alouette is a duck. I think Alouette is the French word for duck.
Okay.
That's what I heard. If that's true, come on. I mean, step up your game.
It's a mean-looking duck. Look at it.
Yeah. When he was a Hamilton Tiger Cat, I thought, give me, maybe I'll think about buying a mini helmet, buying a shirt. I don't want to buy any of that crap.
These aren't that bad. I'm looking at them right now.
That looks terrible. What is that thing? What is that triangular thing?
I don't know.
Is that like a duck warning sign? What is that?
It's Illuminati.
I don't like it at all. At all. Change them up. I mean, Johnny's making it look as good as he can. He's Johnny. I mean, come on. He's doing fine. Yeah, he's got to stop getting knocked silly, man. He's got no offensive line.
I'm just glad he's made it in Montreal so far.
Yes. No stories, right? No crazy
heard,
stories
like,
about him
story
partying.
Doing blow with some chef there or something like that.
The only story I've heard is he calls Jokel and Matthews and Lewis every night. He calls all three of them.
To thank them.
And double checks on do you guys have any interest in playing in the CFL? All right, let's get you the big three. We'll catch you up with some sports stuff today.
The Big Three.
The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Was it a lark?
A lark? Oh, like the bird?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's it. Oh, I see. That I was told wrong. I was told it was a duck. Yeah, I didn't look it up. I didn't double check. I didn't have the internet around me when I heard that.
Oh, your French has gone to hell, too.
And my French is so terrible. All right, so it's a lark. All right, I guess
it makes it a little easier to swallow, doesn't it?
It makes it easier for me to understand why they're so bad, I guess. Let's start with the NFL here. The Bears apparently have finally agreed to terms with first-round pick Roquan Smith. This is according to Adam Schefter and others. Remember, they were apparently going over the language about how much, you know, could he lose guaranteed money if he's suspended under the new helmet contact rules. I haven't heard anything today about what they agreed on, but supposedly they figured it out, $18 million guaranteed over 4 years, and it could include $11 million in bonuses. So bravo to Roquan Smith, and I'm hoping that they're not threatening to take guaranteed money.
Fine. No, the final deal was that he had agreed to do 10 charity events throughout the year, and instead of giving that money to charity, they're going to give it to the McCaskey family because they're so cheap.
Oh, I see. That's the agreement.
Well, What a good move by 7-year-old Kevin Dunn. What a good move. Saying, I don't like the smell of this Chicago team right here. I'm young enough to bail, and I will bail. I did, and thank God.
You ejected as a 7-year-old fan.
Jeez, that, the McCaskies.
What a forward-thinking young man you
are. Well, I mean, my heart was broken. Wilbur Marshall's going to Washington. Willie Gault's gone. I mean, it's a perfect team, and you're such a cheapskate, you can't pay anyone.
Buddy Ryan,
the whole thing.
Yeah, they took it all apart. All right, so you got that story going on in the NFL. Of course, the Cowboys and Texans, they'll be back at it this Saturday. Cowboys and Bengals, I believe the Texans are hosting San Francisco this weekend. Did you think anything of your Niners? Did you get to watch any of that at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I didn't take tons out of it. I'm a little worried about the offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah.
The secondary is still a question mark for me.
Yeah. I like this. I like some of the offensive skill players, though.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And I love having Marquise there. And Jimmy G's going to change it. I mean, he just gives that team a completely different feel offensively.
Yeah. And I think there's still a little left on the Pierre Garçon bone.
I agree.
No one's ever used that phrase, but I just did.
His wife did.
Pierre Garçon bone. it sounds wrong.
It does. It does sound hip hoppy.
Yeah, he's got a little left, is what I'm saying.
He's got a little left.
I should have just said it that way.
Jeez, you sicko.
I'm very sick.
You know, you get out in the country and you come back, yeah, and your mind's all in the gutter.
It's a whole nother deal. By the way, speaking of things that might be perceived as sick, coming up in the crap bag, a beaver that I can get on board with in today's crap bag. They finally did it. They finally went to a beaver I can get on board with.
What's her name?
It's not a her.
Oh, the Oregon State uniforms?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It's Benny. They found a version of Benny that I can get on board
with. Benny the beaver.
They need to change it forever. They need to do what NC State did and go back to an old logo. We'll get to that in the crap bag.
Man, I feel like I'm in College Station today. Just, you know, all these different rituals being invented, left in, you know, day in, day out, over here, over there.
How dare you? Not being invented, they're there, in stone.
The only one you guys did, and we've done this too, was the Wrecking Crew. That's the only one, the WC, in my lifetime that I don't remember being there. But then again, we also didn't play, which I like this new addition, the on third down. Dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. I don't remember that as a kid. And some band guy said, no, that's a pretty good idea.
Kind of came along,
It came along.
That's what happened with
we got sharks and beavers now.
Right. The Wrecking Crew thing was invented by a member of that defense.
Right. Yeah, no, I was talking you guys went to the WC hand signal too late. You guys started doing that, or at least I started seeing it in the mid-90s when it wasn't the Wrecking Crew anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. But yeah,
the Wrecking Crew was real.
The hand signal, I think, invented. I want to say it was Chet Brooks that got credit for that, and he was like early to mid 80s, I think.
It just didn't catch on. Did you do that in college?
I remember having a Wrecking Crew towel along with the 12th man towel.
Okay.
Those were maroon, and yeah, the hand sign maybe late 80s, but not mid 80s. It was not maybe in the late 80s it hooked on a little bit, but they definitely did the hand sign way too long, you're right.
You haven't been to a ton of games at DKR in the last few years. They've actually changed the third down tradition now. Uh-oh. At Texas, and I'm only half kidding here, sadly. Rather than have the band do the no jetpack guy, rather than have the band do the dun 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 dun
dun,
which was a nice effect. I agree with you on that one.
And hold it to that last second.
Yeah,
and
then, I thought this is good.
They've changed it now to just blasting EDM over the speakers and just doing these random flashes on the Godzillatron to try and make the entire offense go into a seizure instead.
God, and the fans. What's EDM? Is that a drug?
It's
a style of music.
Yeah, it's dubstep, I think, is another term for it.
Dubstep?
Yeah. I may be wrong about that one. It's the very obnoxious electronic music that you hear now.
It's stuff Bitter White Guy listens to.
Electric. Maybe. That's correct. Electronic dance music. Is that what EDM is?
You may be right about that. I honestly haven't cared enough to look that far.
Exactly. There you go. That's the base of it right there. That's the foundation of every track right there. All right. What else do we need to tell you? I think that's pretty much it. Brooks Koepka won, and we told you about Roquan Smith, and the Astros got swept 4 games. I didn't realize Diaz saved all 4 games for Seattle.
Dude, that guy is a beast.
That's impressive.
He and Trainin, I think, are the two best closers in baseball. Chapman's had a good year, but Trainin's throwing a 100-mile-per-hour sinker with a filthy little slider and change.
Now, I know the name. What team is
Trainin? Blake Trainin's the big-ass right-hander for Oakland.
He's Oakland's closer, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's rolling a bowling ball up there and going, here you go, boys. Have fun with that one. You know, he's keeping wood. He's keeping wood bats in business is what he's doing.
Mm.
That guy's breaking bats left and right. But Diaz is maybe even more efficient. Diaz, he's got a rubber arm and he goes in there. I was watching him earlier on in the year and I thought, this guy does not have the velocity to be a closer. That's 90, 91. I mean, I do like his two-seamer because it floats down a little bit. And then I realized I was watching his changeup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The change at 91 is good.
With tail and drop, Edwin's filthy. Filthy. Dirty.
Changeup is good.
And I mean that he hadn't showered in years. So and he pees on his hands.
So what's the fastball?
Fastball's upper 90s, you know, and he's mixing mixing stuff in and out. I like these guys that can add a little and take off a little. It's like, how many fastballs do you have? Technically 19.
Yeah, right.
If you want to get into different velocities and how I'll add and subtract a little bit.
What do you want? 95 and a half?
95 and a half. There you go. Boom.
No problem. All right. There's your big three. Coming up, we'll check voicemails. If you want to sneak one in, it is 337-3776. Then in the crab bag, a beaver that I can get on board with. Another uniform that's coming up in college football that you just can't make fun of because A, it's so damn cool, and B, it's them. So you can't make fun of it. And we've got some old schools for Kevin. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I think he might know all 4. There's the pressure.
There you go.
That's pressure on a Monday.
Yeah.
This is the horn.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, crap bag time. Let's check voicemails. 337-3776. Trey, any voicemails from the good folks today?
Go 3 voicemails.
Wow, 3 voicemails on a Monday. All right, here we go. Voicemail number 1.
Do you think that Dez Bryant can take the Browns to the Super Bowl?
I think he can carry them there this year.
I don't even care who you mentioned at the beginning. Browns and Super Bowl just makes me giggle all by itself. Jarvis Landry is still talking about Dez Bryant possibly being a Cleveland Brown. Now, did that happen while I was gone those 2 days?
Him talking about it?
No. Dez didn't sign with the Browns,
no,
right?
No.
As far as we know?
No,
right,
I didn't.
Okay.
Unless it happened this weekend, I would have seen that.
I've not seen that story, but there is talk that at least Landry wants him to be a Brown. All right,
Landry's a good player.
He is very good. I enjoy watching his one-handed catches on Hard Knocks.
People will take that. They're going to know that Njoku and him are pretty good players.
Yep, and they're apparently being thrown to by a now-renamed Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod.
We need to double-check that on Hard Knocks, too. Because Tyrod is a much cooler sounding name to me.
We may see that, although this one's going to open up with Corey Coleman getting cut, which is going to be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be entertaining to watch.
I imagine you may see a little bit on Antonio Callaway in this one, too.
Yeah. I hope so. How about voicemail number 2?
Chad, so you killed Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Were you really behind Owen Hart, too? Please don't kill Brett.
What's going on with you, man?
I didn't kill anyone in the Hart family. Jim the Anvil Neidhart is dead. I was asking the guys if they were familiar with him and just trying to explain who he was. He's not, like, to me, a super A-level name from back in the day.
So now it comes out.
But, I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, to me, is an absolute legend. And his daughter's in the business. I feel for her. I feel for that family today. But, no, I had nothing to do with that. And I certainly didn't have anything to do with Owen dying. I did not cause Owen Hart's accident, okay?
Okay.
I did not do that.
Is that the one who committed suicide?
No, that's the one that died during a show before a pay-per-view got started, and he was coming from the ceiling, and he fell. Like, he was coming on the rope. He was dropping on a whatever, he fell onto the like floor, hit part of the ring, and died.
Family sue on that one?
I can't remember. That's a great question. I'm not sure. But they kept going. They still did the pay-per-view that night.
Oh, God.
They still did
the pay-per-view. Serious?
They still did the pay-per-view. I'll never forget
that. That's too much, right?
I agree. But they thought of, I think their logic at that moment was, if we don't do it, maybe they, are they going to riot? Or they? I don't even know what they thought, but it was, yeah, they just said, well, we're gonna continue. Like, he's dead. He died. I can still see Jim Ross going, we've lost Owen Hart. Like, okay.
While the show's going on?
Yes, at the beginning of the pay-per-view, they knew he was dead, and they still did. I'm like, fellas, go home. I think they were in Kansas City or something. Like, well, talk about the show must go on.
Yeah.
My God.
That's a little too much.
It was crazy.
Thank goodness Vince McMahon wasn't responsible for Coke Fest this weekend.
I was going to, and I didn't. I'm glad you did, man. Mine wasn't that good anyway.
All right, let's finish up with voicemail number 3.
Hey, guys. Why did Hugh Jackson have to go and do that to Callaway? Isn't playing for the Browns punishment enough?
That is the punishment.
That's what I'm saying. Extra playing for the Browns is the punishment.
No, you got to stay in there and play.
Uh-huh. Can't stay on the sideline in our uniform. You got to go out there in our uniform.
I think Trey is right, though. We saw some foreshadowing in the last episode of those rooks that were kind of hanging out. And already, I mean, talk about a bad culture where rookies go in there in day one or two of training camp are already acting like 15-year-old vets. I mean, that had Charles Haley playing basketball at St. Ed's written all over it.
Yeah, no, that's a dysfunctional group. They're the perfect team to have on Hard Knocks. The two teams you need are a team that's pretty good and might fight to be 7, 8, 9 wins, or this kind of team where you can tell they're a mess from day one.
Let's get the Patriots one day.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't find anything out.
Nah, there'd be nothing there. Be nothing there at all. All right, crap bag time here. The Oregon State Beavers have something going on for a uniform. I hope it's more than one uniform. We'll get you that. First, Kevin's going to tell you how he is now able to see these uniforms even more clearly because of Sharp Vision.
I think we need to get your vision checked because I don't mind the Beavers logo. I think it's been okay, but Chad's complaining about it. You can get into Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Now would be the time. Summer's almost over with, but they still have the limited time. $1,100 off. That's $1,100 off all laser LASIK. It's a huge chunk out of the total cost. You get a lifetime guarantee on this thing, so you can always go back in there years from now and get it fine-tuned. But they're going to get you down to at least 2020, and they got me down to 2015. They can do that for a lot of people as well. Kind of depends on your situation. You may be one eye dominant like I was, but you go in there, you take the free exam. It is free. If you qualify, then that's when you can get this thing, get the show on the road, so to speak. It's quick, it's easy, it's painless. You go in there a couple times, and once you do the procedure, I was in and out. I almost kept on asking, wait a minute, there's still more. Nope, that's it. Go home, and the next day you've got 2015 vision for the rest of your life. 512-596-2020. 512-596-2020. Proud sponsor of Texas Athletics. It's Sharp Vision Modern LASIK.
All right, Kevin Dunn, you tell me if I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
This is what Oregon State's going to go with. I hope it's more than one game, but at least one game. They're going back to a classic Benny the Beaver logo. I want it to be every game. Your thoughts?
Benny the Beaver.
I mean, come on. Don't you need that every game?
Yeah, I like that.
That's good stuff. Or if you wanted to go back to the TJ Houshmandzadeh, Chad Johnson years, I'm good with that.
Just get some big orthodontist in town.
But
brought to you by him.
Right. I mean, it's huge teeth, but it's a beaver.
It's a beaver.
It's supposed to be.
Right. That's what they have.
That's the prominent thing on a beaver. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for teeth.
They're pests, aren't they? Beavers, they can cause a lot of problems.
To some, I think they are. I think they are to some. So I need them to change, just like NC State has gone to that old school Wolfpack head back to the Jimmy Valvano days. I love that. The football team's wearing that. They ought to do that a lot more often. Also, Air Force has released this year's, they call them Power Legacy Series, alternate uniforms. Not sure what game they're doing, but says they're honoring the AC-130. And you can see a video online. I retweeted it earlier. Thanks to CB9000, the great Chris Bennett, for seeing that one and sending it to me at CHastings1049 if you want to check out Air Force and their new unis that they'll wear at least once. It's got black. It's got all these cool logos on it and just incredible artwork on those helmets. So a little closer to football season, get all these cool helmet ideas out there, new unis. I love it.
That's one of the great things about the service academies. I look up, like I would anything, like Texas Longhorn uniform. I just typed in Air Force uniform. And of course, what did I get, Chad?
You got men in Air Force uniforms.
And women.
People, yes, actual people
actual uniform, ready to fight.
They didn't know what you were looking for.
But no, the football stuff.
All right, so you got that going on. Also, we've got some old schools for Kevin. Should be four easy ones, I think.
Great.
But we'll start with this one. How about Elvis Gerbach? 48 years old today, quarterback from back in the day, had his time in the NFL with the Chiefs and others, old school.
Oh, I remember Elvis, Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Elvis would have thrown to Desmond Howard, right?
He would have thrown, and he would have come in for
fourth down in the corner.
Eh, shut up. Get out of here.
I don't want to bring that memory up or anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good play.
Good route.
Good play call.
It was. It was a good route there. Good ball. He would have taken over the year before, maybe a couple years before, when Steve Taylor went out, that 89 game, the Rocket two touchdowns.
Okay.
I watched that over the weekend.
Did you?
Rocket taking those kicks back.
Sick bastard.
24-19, baby. 1-2.
All right, how about the baseball one, Kevin? Dallas Braden is 35 years old today. He threw the 19th, I think I saw, perfect game in baseball history on Mother's Day after his mom had died. With grandmother in the seats. It was an awesome story. Do you remember where Dallas Braden played a little college baseball?
I don't, but I'm going to guess. Long Beach State.
All right, I'm going to give you two pieces of info then. At the end of it, he did play at Tech, apparently.
Okay.
A little time at Tech. But my favorite was he played at a small school called the American River College.
What?
In
where the hell is that?
Sacramento, California.
Jeez. I thought he was a Cali guy.
Love it. Love it.
Have you seen him on the Oakland telecast? He's not with ESPN anymore.
No, but I do love his hair. Or
really,
lack thereof.
Really? I mean, it's just...
He needs to admit that, doesn't he?
It's a bad look.
He needs to take it all off.
It looks like a clown.
Looks like he lives in a van down by the river.
He does, yeah.
He looks like Larry Fine from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
That's who he kind of looks like to me.
I realized this last night. I can't get enough of Larry Fine, just looking at him as a human being.
It just makes you laugh. Were you a Three Stooges guy?
Bob was a huge Three Stooges guy. So, yeah, I got into it a little bit.
As a kid, I dug the Three Stooges.
And once Curly was gone, I was done.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you there. No, I wasn't a Shemp guy. Couldn't do that.
I'm a Curly guy.
Or who's the other one that was
even? I'm a Terry for Three's Company.
Oh, you're late on Three's Company, though.
Well,
that was the later part.
It was the later part, but I think Terry was so much hotter than Chrissy. She was hotter than both.
Yeah.
Terry was hot.
I could see that, but it's Terry or Chrissy in that discussion.
It probably is.
Nothing against Cindy. She was pretty. She wasn't as pretty as the other two, though.
No.
The legs on Terry really helped.
Terry's the smoke show out of all them.
They threw her into those shorts. Man, that was fantastic.
Now, you were a big Janet guy, right?
No.
Joyce DeWitt?
No. I mean, would I have? Sure, of course.
Well, yeah, you said you'd plug 350 Aretha Franklin earlier.
Yes, that's true. By the way, and we should in the crap bag give a little shout out to Aretha. Apparently, she's not doing well. She's in the hospital. She's very, very sick. That's terrible to hear. So hopefully Aretha will get better very quickly. So Devin and Jason McCourty have a birthday today. They're both 31 years old because they're twins. They have the same birthday.
Devin and Jason McCourty.
How about an old school?
They West Virginia?
You're in the right part of the country.
Pitt? Hold on. Devin and Jason McCourty. I don't know.
How about Rutgers?
Eh.
No? Didn't stick?
Not really.
All right, fair enough. And finally, DeMarcus Cousins, the new Warrior, is 28 years old today. He was the fifth pick by Sacramento in the 2010 draft. Blink and you miss it. Where'd he go to school?
I blinked. I don't know.
Kentucky.
Oh, he went to Kentucky. Yeah, that one I did know.
Yeah, that was Kentucky for DeMarcus Cousins.
So McCourty, are both those guys in the league right now?
I think they are. I think so. Devin, of course, is in New England, and I think I saw Jason is in Cleveland, maybe?
Why is Jason the name that's ringing more of a bell for me?
That's the one you remember? See, I remember Devin, but only because he's on a team like New England.
Lightly, right.
And I think of him. I don't know honestly that I remember either of them in college.
See, that was a good list there.
That was pretty good. Pretty good list. I stumped you on a couple.
You did. The Braden. I don't remember him at Tech at all.
American River College.
That's pretty good.
Of all the T-shirts I need that now. I need the American River College shirt.
And what sport could you get a really random sport, because you like the random sports?
Oh yeah.
American River College.
Need to involve water.
I thought if you had a water polo team,
yeah.
I doubt that they're like Stanford and fill out every sport.
American River College swimming.
Probably not,
maybe
but maybe.
Stick with that one.
Apologies if I missed this, but you saw what their mascot is, right?
No, I didn't even look it up.
Well, this is fitting considering how we started this segment. It's the beaver.
Is it really? Look at that.
That's and just... it's a pretty cool looking beaver, too.
Well, I got to check that out then. Keep that up, and I'll check that out during the break.
Just the right amount of hair on this logo.
Six.
More of a late 90s beaver.
6 o'clock hour coming right.
The 70s ones, man. You get caught up in that. It's like duckweed.
Six o'clock hour is coming up if we still have a job on the horn.